Hi, Jane. Say, are you okay? You're looking a bit tired.
Oh, I am. It's my neighbors.
Oh, so they're acting up again, huh?
Yep. Unfortunately, they are.
What is it this time? Loud music again?
Well, not exactly. You've been to my apartment, right?
Yeah, I've been there once. It's a nice place.
Well, thank you. So, you remember I live on the top floor, right? Well, last night, around midnight, my neighbors decided to go up on the roof.
The roof? What for?
Apparently, they had this guy in from out of town and they wanted to show him the view. Can you believe it? I'm fast asleep, and all of a sudden I hear stomp, stomp, stomp. They're walking around on the roof. It sounded like my ceiling was going to fall in.
So what did you do?
Well, after about 15 minutes, I got dressed and went up there and asked them to be quiet. I was so mad. But they said they were sorry and that they hadn't realized I'd been able to hear them. I told them it was okay. But then, of course, after that, I couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh, don't you hate it when that happens? You can't fall asleep, and then before you know it, it's morning and the alarm clock is going off.
Hey, Kyle. So how was the movie?
Well, I didn't really enjoy it very much.
Why? That film got great reviews. It's really popular.
Oh, the movie was fine. I just got irritated by the people sitting in front of me.
What happened?
Well, first they came in late. It took them a while to get into their seats. All this was happening right during an exciting part of the movie. And then they started talking.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
There were two of them, a man and a woman. The man had seen the movie before. And get this, he was telling the woman the entire story, like they were the only two people in the theater.
Unbelievable. Did you do anything about it?
Well, no. But another person asked them to be quiet. Politely, of course.
Did that work?
No. They just started arguing. Their voices were getting louder and louder. One guy was saying, "You shouldn't talk in the movie." And the other guy was saying, "I paid my money and you can't tell me what to do."
So, what finally happened?
Well, I went and found the usher because it was getting out of hand. Everyone quieted down eventually, but it was too late. They had ruined the movie for me.
Well, new technology makes it easier for me to get my favorite programs. I mean, there are a lot of shows I really like, but with my job and my classes at night, I'm never home when they're on. I used to videotape them, but that got to be too much hassle, so I just missed them all the time. But now, it's just so easy to record all my favorite shows and watch them when I have the time. All I have to do is click the shows I want to see on the list on the screen. So, yeah, this technology is just really convenient for people like me.
Hi, Carla. What are you up to?
Hey, Lucy. I'm on this website where we can reconnect with people we graduated with. I've started trying to organize our class reunion. It's less than 6 months away. I really can't keep putting it off. You're coming, right?
Of course. So, how's it going?
Well, I ran into a couple of problems at first, but now I've figured out how to use the site. It's really easy. It's got a neat program you can use to set up a reunion webpage. I'm putting one together for our class.
Have you decided who to invite? Are you asking everybody from our class?
I think I should.
There were some personality clashes, remember?
How could I forget?
Well, they could resurface, that's all I'm saying.
I know, but it's been a long time. Maybe it will be okay. It's incredible, really, being able to organize something like this with people in these far-flung places. I'm crazy about the internet. I found almost everybody's contact information. It's just the most incredible... Hey! Look at this. A lot of the people from our class have posted then and now pictures online. Oh, Andrew. He was so preppy then. It looks like he's turned into Mr. Stuffy now.
Personally, I think he was more Mr. Arrogant then, and he's turned into Mr. Smug now. Look what he's wearing. Where did he get that suit?
Lucy!
People like that bring out the worst in me. I got sick of him always putting everyone else down. Look at Renee, very bohemian, then and now. She always was a quirky dresser. It's a nice look. I always admired her. She wasn't afraid to be herself. Her profile says she's an artist.
Look, there's Javier. Oh, he's looking very formal these days. He used to really hate getting dressed up for anything, even graduation.
This is such a cool site.
It's the best I've seen. The site's set up so that you can do everything you need to do. Searching and organizing address books and message boards and stuff. It's very good. It even reminds you to do things, and there are checklists. Designing one of these things must be complicated, but it's so interesting. I wonder how this feature works.
Carla, are you turning into a geek?
So I've taken the plunge.
Yeah.
I've bought an electric car.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Really?
It's great. It's absolutely brilliant.
Does it drive like a normal car?
Yeah, it's exactly like a normal car. And it's helping the environment. And I'm so pleased with it. I really am.
Why did you buy it?
Well, okay, I cycle around quite a lot anyway. But I bought it because rather than having a petrol car, I think an electric car would be much better.
Good. You're so good.
And it's important.
I mean, they're so ugly. And the amount of industrial activity that goes on across the world, you can't offset that with one electric car.
But that's not the right attitude to have, surely. If everyone gets an electric car in due course, then we can save the environment and slowly get to, okay, it can't, at the click of the finger, we can't make things green all of a sudden, but I think if everyone has the right attitude.
I understand, Kate, what you're saying, but it is so much effort. And, like, to not, like, ever go on holiday somewhere warm and to, like, not, you know, I like eating food from foreign countries. That's naughty. Yeah. It's bad for my carbon footprint, but it's lovely too. And do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you can't
let
it take over your life.
Okay, but you need to make some exceptions because things are just drastically need to change. And if we don't have the right attitude, you know, it's really easy to recycle. Everyone thinks it's such a big deal, but it's not. It's really easy. You have your bins, you put your plastic, your cardboard,
I try.
Everything else.
I just forget sometimes.
Yeah, and the science behind global warming is so politically motivated. You never really know which is politics and which is actual science. It's really hard to tell. And we don't actually know how much of an impact we as human beings are having on the environment.
You're not getting where I'm coming from. It's really important if all of us just try in some little way, you know? If you can only manage recycling because you're, you know, don't want to...
I do a bit of recycling. I try.
Yeah, like if global warming exists, and that is an if, because scientifically that has not been completely proven, if it does exist, it will require a massive sea change on the part of every single person on the planet to really change it. We can no longer go back. We can't stop the global temperature from rising.
But you're happy to make it worse then?
Well,
situation worse.
I can't do anything about it. Governments
That's
can do something
lie.
About it.
You can do something about it. That's what we all need to do.
But governments have to do something about it. It has to be radical, and that's not going to happen.
Well, class, I was very pleased with your homework assignments on the question, should petty criminals be jailed or should they be given community service? You had some very interesting views on this subject. Good work. I'll hand out your homework at the end of this class, and you can see your grades then. If you have any questions, please ask me after class. Now, did everyone prepare for today's debate? Remember, you had to consider the question, should the law be changed? Who would like to start the discussion?
I will.
Okay, Sam.
Well, I have pretty strong views about this because this law affects me. Well, it affects all of us here, really. And basically, I don't think the law should be changed. The main reason is that I live on the outskirts of town, about 15 miles from here, and public transportation isn't very regular. So for people like me, well, if the law were changed, then a lot of us wouldn't be able to get to school.
That's a good point, Sam. Chelsea?
Well, I understand what you're saying, Sam, but most young people aren't responsible enough. I mean, statistics show that most accidents are caused by young people. I don't think we should be allowed to take our driving tests until we're at least 20 or 21.
That way, more lives would be saved.
Well, that's a very valid view too, Chelsea. Bart, what do you think?
I agree with Chelsea, I think. Though on the other hand, I can see Sam's point of view too. But yeah, I think the law should be changed. For two reasons. For one, I've heard the same thing, that most accidents are caused by young people, especially when they're driving with their friends. I think they get distracted by their friends or start to show off or something, and then they get into an accident. And secondly, all those accidents mean increased insurance premiums for young people. I think it would be better for young people to wait until they're a little older before they start driving. And then we wouldn't have to pay so much for our insurance every month.
Yes, but I'm against raising the age limit for one reason alone. Simply that you can get married at 16, so why can't you drive? I mean, just because some 16-year-olds are irresponsible, that shouldn't mean that driving is banned for all young people. That's not fair.
That's true.
I have an idea. Maybe young people should be allowed to drive at 16, but they shouldn't be allowed to drive without an adult in the car until they're, say, 20 or something. That way, they'd probably be safer when they're learning to drive and become better drivers, too.
Any other ideas, anyone?